Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Oh, and one of these mics was live the entire time. Yeah. Well, it is called Free Talk Live, so, hey, why not? Some of you listening may or may not have heard some of the subject matter that we have in store for you tonight.
Secret, secret, secret.
Secret, secret, I got a secret. Oh. Name that song, anyone?
Anyone? Mr. Roboto.
Yes, Mr. Roboto. How did you know that?
I just know that song.
You're not even, you are an 80s fan, even though you're not even old enough.
No, I'm not, but that's a good song.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, it's Mr. Roboto by Styx, by the way.
That's a rare good 80s song.
I have to say, I wouldn't ask your age, but there's no way.
24?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't look a day older than 24.
Hey.
Straw.
That's so rude. No, I'm just kidding.
This is Free Talk Live. In case you're wondering, we are a live call-in radio program. Generally, we speak from the perspective of freedom, prosperity, and peace. Some folks call us a libertarian-oriented talk show, and that may be true. We are also an anarchist-oriented talk show. We're also a voluntarist.
What's the difference?
I don't there's so many, it's semantics really is what the difference is between these terms. There's big L libertarian, which is the libertarian party goers. There's small L libertarian, which is people who philosophically agree that freedom should come first, right? Or agree that the non-aggression principle should be a large part of your life, or is at least a good start on how to go ahead and behave with the rest of the human race. Voluntarism, kind of the same thing.
Yep.
It's just the belief that all human interactions should be consensual. You should get and obtain consent for whatever it is you're going to do with other human beings. As long as somebody consented to whatever it is you're doing, fire out, solid, and right on. Go ahead and do it.
Hey, you thought criminal.
Right. So these things are sort of the perspective that we generally come from here on Free Talk Live. There's a variety of opinions with the different hosts and co-hosts that we
have.
That's
for sure.
And we try to keep it that way. But if you want to call, and I see somebody's calling right now, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is how you call in to this show and potentially get on the air. You do have to wait on hold until we screen you and all that kind of stuff. So it's just like almost any other show. Every now and again, we may take an unscreened call. I generally don't do that. Some of the other hosts do, just so you know what you're in for tonight. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining me...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, many of our listeners have been at least made aware of something called the Crypto Six. And if you're not aware of what the Crypto Six is, you can go to thecrypto6.com and find out a whole bunch more. And I'll talk to you about the Crypto Six a little more throughout the program. But Ian Freeman is one of the Crypto Six. These are six people who were arrested for what appears to be, on the surface, exchanging Bitcoin.
Yep.
Personally, person to person. You have some Bitcoin? Can I get some from you? Will you trade me for it? I'll trade you this. And that's what they've been arrested for.
I mean, it does get a little bit more complicated.
Because it does. There were some vending machines involved. And
it's not even that. It's the fact that certain people did not bow down to the government, the masters.
Well, now you're really stepping into it, and I hope you're wearing boots. But yes, go on.
It's a politics. It's politics is what it comes down to at the end of the day. It's not Bitcoin specifically. That was just the excuse that they used to arrest a bunch of people here in Keene and in New Hampshire who are liberty activists.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
And it's still my belief that they are they can't do it overtly, and so they must do it sort of in a roundabout workaround way. It is my opinion that one of their targets is, of course, this very program that you're listening to right now.
Absolutely.
We are perhaps the largest voice of freedom, if not the largest voice of freedom, or at least one of. This particular talk program was recently rated one of the 25 most important talk radio programs in the United States by Talkers Magazine. So we know folks are listening. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations, plus we're streaming globally on the internet over at LRN.FM and freetalklive.com. We're also on a couple of satellite stations that the founder of this program, Ian Freeman, who we're going to talk about in just a minute, has set up to be broadcast to, particularly the parts of the world who are under what we might call oppressive regimes, so that they can hear the message of freedom and liberty and know that it
exists.
And we're
not just talking about North America, correct?
No, we're talking about around the globe.
Okay.
Satellite channels, right? So like Africa, for example.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. There are portions of Africa that can receive the satellite broadcast.
We're talking
of free
dictatorships
talk
and yes. All sorts.
All
Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yes, thank you.
Stuff.
So, at any rate, this show, you know, while we have fun with it, we joke around a bit, we try to keep it a little light. We talk about some very serious things, so I try to interject some humor every now and again, but we kicked off last night's program with an update on Ian Freeman, and that update was just to say that there was another hearing that we had to participate in over a Zoom call because, well, you know, the government's still not allowing in-person trials or the public to show up to a trial due to COVID. As much of a joke that is, the state already lifted all the mask mandates and all that kind of stuff. There's a few cities in New Hampshire that still have local mask ordinances that I'm told the Keene one is actually lifting.
Yeah, even Keene's.
On June 1st.
On June 1st.
Even Keene's going to be lifted here real soon.
So.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Free face it, people.
I mean,
raw dog that air.
I haven't been wearing a mask to go shopping anywhere in Keene since I moved here, but I have to wear a mask at work because they require us to not necessarily the customers.
I don't know if I'm the only one, but I have yet to put a mask on.
At all?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Correct. Yeah. The only thing that I would say is that there was a point in time when I was at home, right, and I was thinking about, well, if I have to wear a mask, what kind of a mask can I manufacture? Because I have some arts and crafts skills, right? I have basic leatherworking skills. I can sort of sew a little bit and that kind of thing.
Oh, my God, a leather mask. That'd be awful.
I was considering manufacturing some sort of a mask that would actually, like, it had, like, little hooks that would hang off of my glasses here and, like, just cover my face. Because I got this giant beard, right?
Like,
and when you put a mask over it, it just looks dumb, right? If you ever see a guy with, like, a giant long beard, a ZZ Top-style beard, and he's got the mask on, the beard just, like, it just looks weird. Looks like he's carrying around a little rodent under his mask or something.
If you had it just hanging off your glasses, it would be like a beard loincloth.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That was kind of the idea. I never actually manufactured it, but, you know, I held a couple pieces of fabric up to my face. I kind of figured out what kind of hooks I wanted to get, and I was trying to engineer a thing, right?
I still find the masks, like,
but I never wore one out to go shopping or go to a restaurant or walk around. I saw somebody today walking down the street. I left our dinner. We had dinner tonight where we paid Bitcoin for our dinner. And walking down the street is just an old guy. He's walking with maybe his wife or something. Wife doesn't have a mask on. He does.
Yeah.
They're just walking down the street, broad daylight, mask on. Like, you don't need...
Give him a break. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to her.
I think the funniest thing is not even the mask so much, but as just the type of masks that some people will wear. People are literally, and I don't know if people realize this, but they're literally putting underwear on their face. I mean, it's literally made. Hanes actually took, like, whitey tighties.
Makes you feel good all under.
They literally changed that process into making masks. It's literally underwear that you're wearing on your face. It's just
I don't want this show to turn into Mask Talk Live. We've been criticized a little bit for that.
Underwear and Talk Live.
Yeah.
Thong or not to thong? That is the question.
In loincloths. Oh, my.
Loincloths, oh, my. So, at any rate, yesterday we kicked off the show with an update on Ian Freeman, who is I mean, he's one of two people still held hostage by the federal government. Nobody. That's a person. His name is Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul. They're both still in jail. So the other four have gotten out on some sort of bail, but Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody both remain hostages of the federal government at this point without having been convicted of anything. And it's been well over 2 months. We'll have more about that coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live. Just in case you were wondering what radio program you've tuned into, it's called Free Talk Live. You can find out more about us at freetalklive.com. We are a live radio call-in program where you can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. Whatever subject we're talking about, doesn't matter. You can change it. You can talk about what we're talking about. That's great, too. Or anything we've talked about in the past, that's fine as well. We've got some calls on hold, but the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to get your voice heard on somewhere around 200 radio stations plus the internet plus a couple of satellite channels globally. So in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain. I'm your host. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about an update on Ian Freeman, who is one of the Crypto Six. Last night, we said that he did have a bail hearing, a third hearing. He was at first denied bail, then he appealed it, and now he apparently was granted bail. And as of today, the order was actually signed. We were able to see the order itself, and I actually downloaded a copy and read it. Not read it, the website, but read the copy of the order for his release. The Ian Freeman still remains behind bars, however, and the reason for that is because the release order has a bunch of stipulations, and that is that a guy who's his roommate is being forced to remove his personal firearms.
Legally owned.
All completely legal, 100% above board, that kind of a thing. And he may actually, I don't know, you know, he's going to have to make some decisions. They want him to remove his guns and then tell them, the government wants him to tell them where he moved them to. And then if he moves them again, they want to know, they want it to be able to be tracked. Now, they're violating his rights in that respect. So
I think so, too.
I'm curious to see how this all turns out. But there's a bunch of things within the order that need to be satisfied. I think for whatever reason, they're asking Ian to participate in some sort of a rehab program, I believe an outpatient rehab, according to the order. Which,
wait, did that stand in the order, in the final order?
I'm pretty sure it was checked in the final order.
It might
that I
be.
Read.
I didn't read it when I didn't I, notice it when I read I, over it, though.
I don't know the guy to be an addict of any kind.
No.
You know what I mean?
It was definitely in
fact,
the order, the proposed order, for sure. Yeah. From
in fact, there was a time when he and the other co-founder of the show, Mark, and myself, you know, we'd host a show together, and we'd go and have a beer after the show. And that stopped because Ian's like, yeah, I'm just not going to drink anymore. And then it was just me and Mark that would go, and then Mark stopped drinking as well. So now I got to be like George Thorogood and drink alone with nobody else. Me and my good buddy Weiser.
Nobody than you.
Not nobody. Nobody might have a beer with me, actually, if he was out. But nobody also remains in jail. And for those of you who don't know, there was a man in New Hampshire named Rich Paul. He changed his name legally to Nobody.
I was there. I can vouch for that.
And then he ran for governor. So that, you know, Nobody for governor, right?
I got the great vote for Nobody for governor.
It was great pastiche. So at this point, Ian Freeman still remains behind bars. It's after 5 p.m. on a Friday. I imagine the government isn't going to move quickly. So at best, if the government does move quickly, we might see him Monday. But this could take a week. It could take 2 weeks for all of the particulars of his bond order to be satisfied. That includes, of course, somebody coming up with and delivering $200,000, you know, for the bail, and or he needs to pledge property. And either way, that's going to take some paperwork and some, you know, people signing stuff, multiple people. And so it's all going to be very time consuming. So I have high hopes, but low expectations. So
I got clarity on Ian going to rehab because I was interested too.
Okay, can you hold that? Because we've got some calls I want to get to.
Yep.
Let's at first go to Andrew, who's calling from Tennessee. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Captain.
Of course.
Lifetime liberty lover and freedom lover, and hope to keep it that way.
How come you're in Tennessee then, not New Hampshire?
Well, I started out in Washington about 8 months ago, so I've been moving my way back across.
You're getting closer. Are you coming to Forkfest, by the way?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to Forkfest, okay. But I have been to Hawaii. I have stayed on Mount Washington, and I've seen in July when there's still snow on the top of it. So, like, I have been in that area, and it's just as beautiful as the Northwest.
Oh,
in a different kind of way.
Yeah, it certainly is. I've spent some time in Tennessee as well. What were you calling about tonight, though?
Well, you actually segued me pretty well. I actually had communication on my mind, and I feel like that a lot of issues we have with each other is, I think it is our communication and words and how we use words, and I think the government has used words, you know, to mean multiple things. And I think they've confused a lot of people as to the meanings of words.
Oh, that is a fact.
Yeah, multiple definitions for the same thing, depending on what context you're reading it in, and particular legalese.
Well, and actually, I don't have any way to prove this, but I've heard that the Native Americans used to refer to the white man as speaking with a forked tongue, and they used, you know, multiple words for different definitions of the word. So I would encourage people to just, try to communicate better and understand that the words you use are important, and the context in which you use them are even more important. So
Ian has been really serious about this recently because he read a book called The Four Agreements, and one of the agreements, I think it might be number one, is choose your words impeccably. And it's, you know, like one of the four big tenets on how to live a good life.
Yeah, we have a another caller. His name is Jet. He's very big on the language we use. We use the word government often because, well, it's common, right? When you say government, people sort of have a vague idea that there's this institution of people called the government, and, you know, people are brainwashed into believing they're necessary for reasons, right, because they haven't been taught how to think logically. But we'll use that terminology. He's big on us not using that. He wants us to talk about them in the actual terms, right? You know, they're tyrants.
The person is a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the top of the list, a person is a person. So even if somebody got to be in a bad government job, you know, like at the end of the day, no more than somebody that would come and rob me the same way the government comes and robs me. I can't really, it's hard for me to tell the difference between which one is, you know, any different, because they're kind of one and the same.
Agreed, Andrew. Thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I was going to say, that's what I've been saying since this happened, that Ian was kidnapped, because it's no different than if people just came and broke into our house and kidnapped my boyfriend.
Right, and I refer to the raid here on the studio and the other properties as a terrorist attack, because that's what it is. They're the only ones who did damage to any people or property.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to a U.S.-Korean War veteran. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden awarding a Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. for conspicuous gallantry in combat.
He leads from the front. He leads by example. He leads with his heart. He's a Ranger, and that's how Rangers lead. That's how you lead.
Biden also calling him a true American hero and saying the recognition is decades overdue. The jury in the Molly Tibbetts murder case in Iowa is being shown graphic pictures in court. The prosecution on Friday showing jurors graphic photos of the former University of Iowa student's partially decomposed body. Police allege Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, murdered Tibbetts with a knife while she was out for a jog and dumped her body in a cornfield near Brooklyn, Iowa, back in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News. California's clean air regulator on Thursday adopted rules to mandate that nearly all trips on Uber and Lyft's ride-hailing platforms have to be in electric vehicles over the next few years, the first such regulation by a U.S. state. Uber and Lyft say they support the regulation's goals but are calling for more government aid to their many middle and low-income drivers with costs for the transition. The question of who will finance the costly transition is complicated by the driver's status as independent contractors. An alleged violent attack on Jewish people eating at a restaurant earlier this week is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Footage of the incident shows a group attacking people in front of a restaurant in Los Angeles's Beverly Grove neighborhood. The incident triggering condemnation from Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, a Democrat who said in a tweet, "There's no place for discrimination and anti-Semitism of any kind in Los Angeles." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on and tune in to Free Talk Live 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 98.76% of the time we're broadcasting a live program here on Free Talk Live. There's a couple of exceptions, like if some of us go to, say, a freedom-oriented festival and we can't broadcast live from, or we're attending Porcupine Freedom Festival, or better yet, Fork Fest, which we'll tell you more about later in the show. Other than that, it's a live program, 7 nights a week. The call-in number is 603-283-6160. We've got calls holding. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, you said you had some clarification on the order and something that I had mentioned about what is or isn't allowed. Can you clarify?
So in part of Ian's conditions for release, it says the defendant shall, in its letter I in number 7 on this document.
And does it have a little check or a dot?
Yep, it's okay. Checked. And it says, meaningfully participate in a program of inpatient or outpatient substance abuse treatment, which may include, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It says that twice.
It's poorly written.
Which may include medication-assisted treatment if deemed advisable by the supervising officer, and do not discontinue any treatment program without the prior approval of the supervising officer. So I guess it depends on what the parole officer says about Ian, who is not a drug addict, has no issues with drugs.
I predict Ian's going to go into this. rehab program, and he'll end up being more of a counselor for the other people in the rehab program than a participant himself, because he knows about these things. He knows how rehab programs work. He's befriended people. He's recommended folks to go to rehab when he thought they needed, that kind of a thing. So he's not unfamiliar. I suspect that he will be more of an assistant to the rehab counselor than he will be like anybody who actually needs rehab.
This is kind of funny because I know Ian as a person who absolutely will advise people as his role as a minister of the Shire Free Church.
Exactly.
In these things. So, to say that he needs rehab is like,
silly.
I don't think so.
Like, it is federal government, though, and they think that, like, some things that he apparently admitted to are, like, the end of the world.
If you had three drinks in one day, you're an alcoholic.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that for a moment.
I've done that.
Well, in which day? Like Tuesday or
any
Saturday?
Single day, if you've ever had three drinks in one day,
you're like a 19-year-old.
You're an alcoholic. Every single college student is an alcoholic based on the definition that the government has for like what constitutes alcoholic.
What's captain? I'm just kidding.
He's a super alcoholic.
No, I transcend alcoholism. Alcoholism is afraid of me.
I know. I've never thought Captain had an issue with drinking. He just likes to drink.
I'm an alcohol enthusiast.
He's very responsible with it.
Right.
How many occasions did you miss Free Talk Live as a result of your alcoholism?
Zero.
And yet the government thinks he's an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. The government does think you're an alcoholic.
Well, the government can think whatever they want. And I will give them, a digit somewhere in the middle of my hand. At any rate, we could talk more about Ian and his upcoming hopeful release and or the stipulations around that, but we have phone calls to get to. Let's get to Major Payne, who's calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents and Bonnie. Just want to call in about the insanity that the CDC has released today.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that this has something to do with farm animals in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's quite foul, actually.
you could put a feather in your cap for that one.
Yes. Well, they tell me I'm chicken, but I don't run from foul things.
Putting your beak where it doesn't belong.
Anyway, yes. They say we should stay away from our backyard buddies that provide us breakfast because they are providing salmonella for us, even though they're not dead and on the cutting board yet. So we should not fondle, nor hug, nor kiss our chickens.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever kiss a chicken?
Now, I mean, what
anybody you ever met kiss a freaking chicken?
I have to say, wasn't this already illegal prior to the pandemic and at the federal level? And I mean,
to kiss them,
what you do in your own chicken coop?
I think that depends on which end you kiss them on.
I'm not going to advocate for people kissing their chickens, but like what you do in your own chicken coop is your business.
Oh my goodness.
I got a good chicken joke for you.
All right,
you got to hear this one. All right, what's the five nasty things about being a chicken? Shows up and steals your newborn every morning. Your old man's a real cock. The neighbors on one side are pigs. The neighbors on the other side are a bunch of wise quackers. And to top it all off, you got to eat with your pecker.
Oh my God.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne. That was outstanding. So just to be clear, everybody, no more hugging, kissing, or fondling your chickens before you go to bed at night, according to the CDC. That's the Center for Division and Control.
If they try to extend this to animals such as dogs, I don't care. Like, I love kissing coconuts. Soft little forehead.
Okay. I know. How are they going to enforce this?
I'm from the Department of Chicken Fondling.
I mean, the city of Keene does demand that you license your dogs, and I haven't written them back yet. I forgot, but I'm going to write them back and say, I'll give you money to license my dog or get a permit for my dog when you can prove that, one, my dog is Coconut is indeed a dog.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. We have evidence that you've been kissing and hugging the chickens. You're going to have to come with us.
You know, I've heard of cameras in the bedroom and, like, forced cameras by the government in your bedroom, but I've never heard of in their chicken coop.
I've never heard of that. That's awful.
Old MacDonald had a farm, and the FBI was watching. Wait, no, that's not how the song goes. How do they enforce that? How do you?
I don't know.
People in the middle of nowhere in the country with their chickens right now are, like, not scared.
Also, when did the CDC become an authoritative force of the government? Recently, obviously, but, like, prior to, say, COVID, for example, the CDC was just some government agency that tracked things. They're like, you know, oh, we need to know how quickly, you know, Ebola is spreading in, you know, whatever foreign country, right? Yeah, Africa or whatever, right?
And country?
Continent? Whatever.
Africa.
I was just being mean. I'm sorry. Continue.
You need to get some sleep. All right, so anyway, the CDC used to be this entity where they would just provide some facts and figures about stuff, right? But, like, now they're issuing, like, stuff that people are obeying somehow.
Guidelines.
Yeah, like, when did the CDC become this dictatorial power in the United States?
I'm sorry, but this morning I was just in a really bad mood because, like, Captain alluded to, I didn't sleep last night, and I was standing on the porch talking to our friend who does construction work across the street, and some people passed us walking together, walking their dog, wearing masks, and I just couldn't help anymore. I was just like, don't you think that's just psychotic at this point? Like, they're not even following the guidelines. I just said it loudly to my friend, our friend, so that way I knew they would hear it. And I still
catty?
Care anymore. Yeah, I was being really catty. I'm just so over it. I'm tired of, like, these people who want to walk around wearing muzzles to the government and giving the government enough power to come kidnap my boyfriend. I'm literally so over it.
Yeah,
that's like the smallest part of the brick, and all the bricks together build the house of a government that can kidnap your boyfriend in the middle of the night, and you won't see him for 2 months.
Or anybody they want. We covered last night the new department that's being established. Straight out of Minority Report, the government is establishing a department of pre-crime.
Oh, yeah, pre-crime.
And
that sounds
pre-thought
like 1984.
Crime. Wait, what?
Pre-thought crime. Oh, my God.
More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Set in like a Betty Boop cartoon. That's what they would do.
I was imitating Freddie Boom Boom Jackson from Welcome Back, Kotter, way back in the day, for those of you old enough to remember that particular television show. He used to go, oh, boom, 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 boom. And they're like, oh, do you play bass? He's like, no, I just like doing this. Boom, 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 boom. No, I'm kidding. This is Free Talk Live, for those of you wondering what the heck's going on, who we are, and what we're talking about. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've got a call holding. We'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to get on the air, dial 603-283-6160. You could talk about anything. You have to talk about what we're talking about. You could talk about stuff we talked about in the past, but you could talk, change the subject if you want. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's called Free Talk Live. In the studio, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And before we get to the call, I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's not really a cornucopia there, but, like, it's a figurative term. There is no longer an excuse for you to be ignorant of this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, please check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. Without further ado, I know you want to talk about Ian some more, and we'll get back to that. But let's go to BC, calling from New Jersey. BC, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I had a question about libertarianism, but first of all, I just got to say, that last segment, you guys are such a hoot. I mean, that girl, I mean, she just contributes so much, and the guy there, I mean, your humor takes up so much space, you know? And the guy, the other guy, the third guy there, you could be an understudy to Seinfeld. Let me tell you something. You're just so, you just fit the mold, you know? And not on the show, but understudy.
We largely are a program about nothing, so we take that Seinfeld seriously.
It's funny because you got my reference. Very good. You libertarians, you're always on with the cultural. natural milieu of society. But let me ask you something.
Sure.
So I had a question about libertarianism, but this whole your guy, your two guys. I mean, one guy's name is Nobody, so I don't know why you're so mad. I mean, Nobody's in prison, so why do you care? Nobody's there. But this other guy,
I'll be happy when Nobody gets out.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody's going away for a long, long time. But on this Ian character, it says that he was laundering billions of dollars of Bitcoin over the Church of Satan, the Church of the Invisible Hand, the Reformed Satanic Temple. And the
that
Sire
is actually
Church.
Just not
it's,
factual.
It's alleged.
Not even, that's not being alleged, though. It's not billions. He said billions, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely not billions.
No, I said millions.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sam, I'm talking to the men. I'm talking to the men. Yeah, I know your ears are probably full of female thoughts, but let's let the men talk. I said billions.
Oh, my God. He's literally an incel.
Seriously?
This is like the third incel that's right, called
so, well,
on
hang
the
on,
show.
Hang on. Okay, you've identified that. So what? You're right. It does say that. It claims that he allegedly exchanged, I believe the number is like $10 million in value.
So what's the defense here? And then afterwards, I have a question about libertarianism. But how do you defend yourself from scamming
your
viewers and your listeners?
I'll respond from a moral perspective. There was no victim.
No, how about you respond from a legal one?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, for one, so... I can't respond as a lawyer.
So I can respond from a legal opinion. I'm also not a lawyer, so this isn't legal fact. But here in New Hampshire, Bitcoin has been designated as code, right? Computer code. And because code is letters and numbers written down, that makes it speech. And so Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, is free speech. Now, if somebody exchanged United States dollars for some computer code, then all they did was give somebody some speech.
So if I gave Bitcoin for underage child porn, which I'm sure you all do, that would just be an expression of free speech?
What would make you sure that we all do that?
You're a libertarian.
Wait, what did he ask if he...
Do you have any evidence of this?
If he did what for child porn? I didn't even understand what he said. He's, like, mumbling.
Well, it sounds like he's asking how he could get child porn for cryptocurrency, which I don't know the answer to.
I don't know the answer to that either.
No. That's what you chose to hear, which is very convenient. But I said, in the situation where someone gave Bitcoin for child porn, you would just view that as free speech.
Are you accusing Ian of having done that? Because nobody in the crypto six has been accused of doing that. Well, then what's his point? I don't get the point.
He's a troll. Is his point? He's a troll is his point. So
when did you become involuntarily
celibate? I'm going to go ahead and put him on hold so that we can minimize the disruptions here. So New Hampshire has already ruled that cryptocurrency is speech. And so if somebody exchanges any kind of thing, whether it's barter, if I trade a motorcycle for a computer program, right? I need the newest version of Windows, right? That's the same exact thing. Now, there's some vending machines in question where people could come and put some money in and get some of this computer code out of it. And these, legally, at least according to the legal opinion that was prior to establishing this business, obtained by the church and Ian and all of that kind of thing, that said all of this stuff, and that the vending machines were no different than, say, a snack vending machine or one that vends, a can of Coca-Cola, for example. So
if you bought anything, then used that thing you bought, say it was a motorcycle, you bought a motorcycle, and then you use that motorcycle to trade it for something illegal like child porn. You could do that with anything. Yes. It doesn't have to be Bitcoin. It's not like Bitcoin is this key to child porn.
Right. And in fact, if you want to look at the largest currency used to transact in anything illegal, whether it's child porn, whether it's drugs, whether it's you name the illegal thing, it's going to be the USD.
Actually, it's kind of humorous because the biggest distributor of child porn
and
is
thanks
the
for
United
the call
States.
Tonight, BC.
The biggest distributor of child porn is the United States government.
It's
the FBI explicitly.
Yep, and they have
And then
told everyone that.
So to criticize Bitcoin, it's like if you want to get rid of child porn, just get rid of the FBI, and you at least got rid of the biggest distributor.
Yeah, and the same thing about almost every other crime. Most rapes occur under government facilities, whether it's prisons, the military, the police department, the jails, all of that kind of thing. Most murders are committed. Most murders are committed by governments. Not individuals, governments, including the United States. Go look up Democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. The Hawaii.edu has all of the data on Democide put together by Mr. Rummel, I believe is his name. And you can go and slice and dice and do whatever you need to do with that data, but it all says the same thing, and that is government is the largest committer of crimes. Right? This is where harm to an individual or property has occurred of all time in all of history by orders of magnitude.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting because there's a statistical correlation between the criminalization of pornography in general and rape, whereas basically when it's in countries that have criminalized it, rapes go up, and when they basically decriminalize it, rapes go down. So
decriminalize what?
Pornography in general.
Right. Because, I mean, people are going to watch it regardless if it's legal or illegal.
It's true, but if you make it harder to get, the people who are more likely to commit
rape. Anytime you ban anything, anytime a government bans anything, it results in bad things for people.
Yep.
You know, when they did prohibition, right? People still drank. They just created an underground economy that they could never fully take over. And in fact, the government poisoned a bunch of alcohol and poisoned a bunch of people in an effort to keep people from drinking. So get off your high horse about, oh, the USD and blah, 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 and Bitcoin is better. No, Bitcoin is far superior to any government currency, period.
I mean, that's just like Texas banning abortions or, like, making abortions legal after 6 weeks. It's just going to make abortions more dangerous
and create an underground market for it.
Yep.
And you're going to create criminals out of otherwise normally upstanding people. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to comment on any of this. More Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.